It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
All right, we are back. You listen to Davin's Den. Oh, so Florida's going back and forth as Florida's want to do.
They're waffling?
They're waffling in the Senate race and the governor race. It's going back and forth. There's some more in the panhandle. They're expecting some more to come in, and that will lean towards the Republicans. And then in Miami-Dade, they got 58% of the vote in, and that's gone heavily Democratic tonight. So as Florida's want to do, we're going to be up all night. that's Florida being Florida.
Of course it's Florida.
So, I've been keeping an eye on this stuff. So much of the stuff is like
so close.
It's so early. It's like, I'm not really,
I know. We're not getting all, up in arms about any of this yet.
No, when they start actually proclaiming winners, if we're on the air, I'll announce that.
Right.
But, shit's close. Kind of figured it was going to be. Mm-hmm. Democrats were hoping for a blue wave. Republicans were hoping for a repeat of 2016, the silent majority, if you will, which was neither, but it still carried enough to carry the day.
Right, right.
So we'll see what happens.
I think the Democrats were hoping for the blue finger instead of waving.
Yeah. If they lose, back to the pussy hats. If the Democrats lose, it's going to be crushing for them.
I mean,
people have, invested. Those memes of liberals crying are going to be all over the place tomorrow.
Oh, yes, they are.
I'm going to have to stay off the social media.
I think there'll be a blizzard on Facebook if they lose, because people will go, oh, you snowflakes!
So I don't know if they will handle it well. But we shall see. It's still early in the evening.
I think I'll be shutting off my social media either way.
Oh,
tomorrow.
You're going to be inconsolable.
You're going to be a bad. Yeah, it won't be good. Not watching.
Hey, if
the Republicans
hold the House and get some of these governorships, that's gonna. You ain't seen nothing with President Trump yet.
Oh boy,
he's going to go out. He's going to go out to greet the press. He's going to be wearing assless chaps. His balls will be dragging behind him. That's how big they're going to be.
Oh, he's going to be like Bancy.
I mean, if the Democrats don't get the House, get it.
Oh God,
you ain't seen nothing.
Oh,
yet.
Oh yeah, no, it'll be like they'll be the Canadian National Guard will be posted along their border.
The Stormy Daniels will be like, yeah, I did her and I did her in the ass. What of it? That is what will happen going forward if he keeps the House, because he's got nothing to worry about.
Oh yeah, no.
So, we'll see.
It'll be unbearable.
For some.
Yes.
And heaven for others. All right. So once in a while, I look at some psychology studies. So this was Psychology Today. And this explains why the president has such loyal support among some of his supporters. Your eyes just bugged out.
Well, that's one of the things that it describes, yes.
That essentially was the premise.
Explains.
And honestly, the president kind of knew this when he was running. He kind of put his finger on it.
Oh, he totally does.
Yeah, he knows. So, people think he's really bright or really dumb. I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's too wise, but I think he does have a skill set. And part of that skill set is knowing how people think.
Yes, but let's describe to him what it is that he knows.
He knows people are going to stick by him no matter what he says. So in the past, some prominent psychologists have explained President Donald Trump's unwavering support by alluding to a well-established psychological phenomenon known as the Dunning-Kruger effect. We were just talking about that over sandwiches.
Of course. Dunning-Kruger. We always talked about that.
I'll post about that endlessly on Facebook.
Sure. people just say, DK, and you know what it means.
Yeah. So the effect is a type of cognitive bias where people with little expertise or ability assume they have superior expertise or ability. Everybody knows somebody like this, whether it's politics or not politics. It might be the drunk at the bar that thinks they're an expert on baseball, and they don't know shit about baseball, but they're gonna tell you how the manager of your favorite team is an idiot and blowing the strategy. Well, everybody knows somebody like that.
He has a title, the Pontificator.
Right. So that's part of the Dunning-Kruger effect. Mm-hmm. So this overestimation occurs as a result of the fact that they don't have enough knowledge to know that they don't have enough knowledge.
Yes.
I often say the sign of intelligence is going, I don't know.
Yeah.
But going, I don't know. I need to know more about that before I form my opinion.
Yes.
Some people not so much. So basically, not only is ignorance bliss, but ignorance makes you think you're smarter than you are.
Yes.
They say really intelligent people know how know they have much to learn.
Right.
And I agree with that.
Sure. As soon as you're exposed to higher learning, you say, God, there's so much out there. There's so much to know. And then you go, you start.
It's kind of scary, though.
It does have a method of making you feel insignificant.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you come to that realization, as I have on many occasions, that I'm dumb as shit. It's not a good feeling.
It's not a good feeling.
No, but it's a realistic feeling.
Yeah, it's true. You know, it's sort of like when you look at the universe and go, "Oh my God, I'm a speck of dust. I'm even smaller than a speck of dust in the scheme of things."
I'm a speck of dust ass. That's what I am.
I'm a big toe of a speck of dust.
Yes. So a new study published in the journal Political Psychology. Do we need all these journals?
Sure.
Okay. Carried out by the political scientist Ian Anson at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, showed those who score low in political knowledge tend to overestimate their expertise even more when greater emphasis is placed on political affiliation. They're going to root for the team.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people like that.
Oh, sure.
Drives
sure.
me nuts.
I know.
Drives
it does.
Me nuts.
I know. It's like, you know, whatever my team is doing, I live and die by that.
Yeah, can't do that.
Yeah, no.
Hey, listen, Don Mattingly was my favorite ball player growing up. Loved Don Mattingly. Even he did some things that annoy me as a kid. I'd be like, what is he doing? Really? Does he have to talk about that? Play the ball. Even as a little fucking brat, sometimes my hero's disappointed. It's like, come on, hit the fucking ball, fix your back, let's go!
Boy.
Donnie Baseball, favorite baseball player of all time.
Yep.
In order to have a large representative sample of subjects, Dr. Anson administered online surveys to over 2,600 Americans. The first survey was designed to assess political knowledge, while the second was used to examine how confident they were in their knowledge. Questions quizzed participants on topics like names of cabinet members, the length of term limits for members of Congress, and the names of programs that the U.S. government spends the least on.
Oh.
And I think a lot of people, like, I'll give you an example of this. When people talk about, like, the budget and all, they're like, you know what we should cut? We should cut political aid. We should take care of our own first. We spend so much money on political aid. Foreign aid. Foreign
right.
aid. The reality is it's such a minute amount of our budget
right.
that we spent on foreign aid.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that until I got educated on
right,
it.
Right, right. So at first you're like, yeah, us first. And then you go, but wait a minute. That's just a little tiny bit.
And then you learn why they spend it and how it benefits us.
Right.
But if I was set in my stubborn ways, I would still be saying that.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, that's just a common example that for people to understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
As predicted, the results showed that those who scored low on political knowledge were also the ones who overestimated their level of knowledge. It's always the
yes.
fucking case.
It's always the way. But not just about politics.
No.
About things in general.
Yeah. Yeah. That, you know, remember Sims?
Sure.
They used to say our best customer is an educated customer. Maybe not.
An educated consumer is
yes.
our best customer.
Yes, that's what it was. Maybe a stupid one's who you want.
Yeah, and I know. Well, but, you know, there is the theory that for unscrupulous governments, and I am of the theory that most are, you don't want an educated populace because then they know what you're up to.
Well, this president did embrace, go, I love the uneducated.
Yes, he said it.
Yeah, or poorly educated.
Yes.
One of those things.
Yeah, and it's like, you know what? Because then you can get away with telling people, like he said in his book, you keep telling a lie
well,
often enough, people believe it.
That's why these third world nations don't let the women go to school.
Yeah, they don't want them to become educated and go, this is some bullshit right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep people in the dark.
Yeah, keep people stupid, and then they're sheep. you got totally distracted by
that. As predicted, the results showed that those who scored low on political knowledge were also the ones overestimated their knowledge. But that wasn't all. When participants were given cues that made them engage in partisan thought, the Dunning-Kruger effect was made even stronger. This occurred with both Republicans and Democrats, but only those who scored low on political knowledge to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So basically dummies of either persuasion.
Or actually, I would venture to say nuts. That if
I don't
you
know if they're mentally ill,
well, no, but I'm including them in the group in my own mind because I'm saying, look at this.
Okay. If you're adding to the study,
yeah, I am. I'm saying that
I don't think
you know
it really counted for mental illness in the study, but
well, you know, the Tin Hat Brigade.
Okay,
you know, if they already believe something and then they have any scrap of evidence that they might be onto the right thing, ha ha.
Oh, those conspiracy theories, they fucking drive me nuts.
Nuts.
It's never, why can't it ever be the simplest thing?
No, no.
And like I said, because I kind of like did one of those conspiracy things with the whole Avalos thing.
Right.
I actually did the fucking research.
Yeah,
And I made it like presentable where everybody could see it.
Yeah.
We go, the facts could not be denied.
Not just you're waving a big pile of paper around going, I got the facts right here.
Yeah, not some shady facts which could be contradicted. No, it's their fucking Facebook page, stupid.
There it is. There are their faces. Look, there are their words.
He's talking about it. There it is.
Yeah.
I don't have patience for conspiracy theories.
No, I don't.
I mean, is it possible some of them are true? Sure.
Sure. But you have to go back to Occam's razor. Mm. You know, looks like a duck, walks like a duck. It's probably a duck.
Yeah, gives you a close shave, too. Let's see. While the results of Anson's study suggest that being uninformed leads to overconfidence across the political spectrum, studies have shown that Democrats now tend to be generally more educated than Republicans, possibly making the latter more vulnerable to the Dunning-Kruger effect. In fact, a Pew Research Center poll released in March of this year found that 54% of college students identified as Democrats or leaned Democratic compared to 39% who identified or leaned Republican. Now, it is interesting that Democrats and Republicans, when they're looking at candidates, look for different things. Like, I remember with George W. Bush, well, he's the type of guy you could have a beer with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Donald Trump, tells it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of a feel thing.
Yeah.
For a lot. Not all.
Yeah.
For a lot. Whereas Democrats tend to be a little bit more wonky. Although Hope and Change was a feel thing, too.
Yeah, that was a feel. Definitely.
Hope and Change was definitely a feel thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely emotional. I don't know that holds true to be the only way. I think that a lot of people go with their gut when they're voting.
Yeah, it's a mistake.
You know, I mean, a lot of people liked Bill Clinton because he seemed likable, and he was like, look at this, the rock and roll president, you know? He plays sax.
It's the wrong thing to do.
You know, it's not.
Don't go with your gut. Not when you could get information.
Right.
Information is so easy to get now.
I know.
Well, however you lean politically, you can get information.
Right. Yeah. And also, you have to
be receptive to information. You have to be receptive that not all information is biased. That you actually can just get facts.
Right. Well, also, you have to check the sources of where you're getting your information. Because if you're going to one source and that source is consistently biased in one direction, maybe you want to look at some other things to at least get another point of view, like we did with Joe Padula. It's like, here is somebody who is in the armed forces. What do you think about this use of the armed forces?
Well, that's easy to know. Well, we're lucky we have access to those people. Unfortunately, on social media, poses those people, and they're not.
Right.
I had a friend when the whole pipe bomber thing was going on.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was posing as some type of bomb expert and trying to show that this was all like a conspiracy because look at the bomb, this, that, the other thing. Meanwhile, the FBI.
Right.
Christopher Wray, appointed by Donald Trump, that
mm-hmm.
that FBI,
yes.
is saying, no, this is real. But there was like all this part, this is just part of the liberals trying to do this, that, the other. And I go, listen, if you see rhetoric, partisan rhetoric, either side, interspersed with what's supposed to be facts, that should be a red flag that there's some bullshit going on.
Yeah.
Because if somebody's really an expert,
right.
they're going to go, listen, this is what you can look for. This, that, the other thing. And then you could check it with other experts. But they're not going to start putting a motive behind why you're hearing certain things. Because then they're revealing their agenda.
Right. Of course.
But people don't do that. We're lucky because we have access to Detective Dave and Sergeant Joe. You know, wow, it sounds like we're doing Sesame Street when I say that. But where we can ask these people and get the other side
right.
of things.
I mean, but people do have access to the internet, which they can look and see.
But they don't use it for that.
No, I know they don't.
They go to their favorite blog sites,
mm-hmm.
whether it be left, right, so they can confirm what they already think.
Right, because they, you know, life has a lot of stuff flying at you at the speed of light. And so there's so much information. There's so much stuff that we have to do and pay attention to now. I understand. I would rather go home and watch a movie I've seen already and eat Frosted Flakes from a bowl for dinner.
Snuff film?
Yeah, but guess who's dying in that one? Not me this time.
The Dig'em Smacks? Tony the Tiger? I don't know who's died.
No. I was looking at you. No.
I haven't even peaked yet, I hope.
No, I'm just saying that. You know what? It's like sometimes you just want everything to calm down and you just want to get into your little comfy space. But you also, you know, when you are ready to engage again. You know, it's you just have to like keep an eye open and say, you know what? Do they always say everything on the side? Do they always take one side or the other? Maybe I should.
And can they be persuaded?
Yeah, right. Can if you...
I'm always nervous when people are adamant,
right,
about everything,
right. And it's always going in one direction. It's right. you're not seeing a balanced view.
With 91% of the vote in Florida, the Republicans have a small lead in both the Senate and the governor.
Wow.
So we'll see. Depends where the other votes are coming from. Yeah. So we'll see. That'll be a big loss for the Democrats. They were feeling pretty good coming in.
I know they were.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anywho, let's see. This effect may help explain why certain Trump supporters seem to be, keep in mind, certain.
Yeah.
Trump supporters seem to be so easily tricked into believing proven falsehoods when the president delivers what have become known as alternative facts, often using language designed to activate partisan identities. Because they lack knowledge but are confident they do not, they may be less likely than others to actually fact check the claim that the president makes. That
right.
kind of goes to what I was just saying. Like, well, there's usually little hints in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the agenda?
Right. Right. Does this sound completely feasible?
What I don't understand is, with this president, since he's so omnipresent.
Right. Omnipresident.
No, omnipresent.
I know, but that was a great slip-up.
Yes. Like, there's actually footage of him saying something, and then contradicting it, like, a little bit later. And then people like Joe will go, well, he's an idea guy. Well, what are these facts?
Yeah, but these are like two different ideas.
Yeah, these are real things. That's what drives me crazy.
I know. That is, or people saying, well, he didn't say that. And it's like, here's the videotape.
Yeah.
I haven't heard this yet, but I almost expect them to come back with, well, that was doctored. What do you need?
It'd be like liberals saying, well, Obama didn't say if you like your doctor, you could keep your doctor. No, he said it in a bunch of places.
He said it a bunch of times.
And then it turned out you can't. He process. Okay, half black Jesus lied to us on this shit. Or was wrong. It's okay.
God.
It's okay.
Did you just call him half black Jesus?
I did call him. Well, we have orange Jesus now.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Full orange Jesus.
Full orange.
Full orange Jesus. But if I can come to the realization that maybe sometimes my guy lied to us,
sure,
or was wrong.
Right.
Why can't the disciples of Orange Jesus come to the same conclusion? Go, you know what? He's full of shit on that one.
I totally understand that's disappointing.
Absolutely.
It really is. It's like, oh, damn. Why? Dude, why do you have to do that? You only gave the other side, you know, some artillery against you. But it's like, you know what? As humans, they're going to fail. I just don't expect my president to fail that many times.
Well,
or lie to me that many transparent times.
Let's see. This speculation is supported by evidence that empirical studies in 2016, an experiment found that 45% of Republicans believe that the Affordable Care Act included death panels. And I remember when that shit was going on. I just saw somebody post that yesterday. Oh well, the Republicans got rid of the death panels in the Affordable. There were no death panels.
Oh my
that was
God.
Some bullshit Sarah Palin was chirping about.
Yeah, that never ever was part of a plan or happened.
And a 2015 study similarly found that 54% of Republican primary voters believe that then President Barack Obama to be Muslim. Yeah, that was another thing.
They just kept saying it and saying it until people believed
it. Echo chant.
Yeah, because it's like, well, Hussein. Uh-huh. You know what? It's just such a ridiculous thing to just keep saying something. You're a Catholic. You're a Catholic. Davin, you're a Catholic.
I like crackers.
Mr. Rosenblatt, you're a Catholic.
I like wafers. Can I have a wafer?
Yeah.
I don't really like wine, but I might have a wafer and wine. I'll be
Yeah,
Catholic.
No, you really can't have those things.
Well, then I don't want to play your game.
I can't have those things either.
The Dunning-Kruger effect is particularly worrisome when considering issues that pose existential threats like global warming. A 2017 study conducted at the University of New Hampshire, for instance, found that only 25% of self-described Trump supporters believe that human activities contribute to climate change. Though 97% of scientists who study climate change agree that they do. That's a thing we've talked about in this.
Yeah, I know. It's like, well, fuck science.
This quirky cognitive bias could potentially be making it easier for Donald Trump to say unchallenged falsehoods to his more uneducated followers.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, not only are these individuals uninformed, they are unlikely to ever try to become more informed on their own. I know people like this.
Oh, me too.
And I just call them. I go, well, you're an idiot. I go, what is the point of arguing? I've said this. You don't want to learn. We've had one of them on the air. Don't want to. And I'm not talking about Joe. Not talking about Joe at all. But I go, you don't want to learn. So why are we? I'm not going to argue with
and
you.
And worse, you seem to be proud of that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I don't like that on any side.
No, I don't. I don't like people proud to be ignorant.
No, that was part of the Chris Rock thing. Niggas versus black people.
Right.
You know, when Chris Rock was going after the whole thug life N-word culture.
Right.
Chris Rock was upset that because this culture was proud to be ignorant.
Yeah.
Whereas opposed black people. You know, they want to learn like, you know, most people want to learn.
Like, everybody wants to learn.
But we're like a nigga in Chris Rock's joke. I don't know that shit. I don't need to know that shit. And they'd be proud of it. That's kind of what this is.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like any.
It's crackers and white people.
well, yes. Yes. I mean, there's a whole sort of anti-education thing that came around. Oh, you're a nerd if you know things.
And nothing
good
comes from that.
No.
Nothing. If you're concerned about the future of the country, nothing good comes from that.
Yeah, you know what? You are just, I don't want to sound like one of the Tin Hat Brigade, but you are just playing into the worst aspects of government if you are proud to be ignorant about things. If you're like, yeah, I'm stupid, I'm a redneck and I'm proud, or whatever your slice of ignorance is. If you're proud of that, then you know what? Just let them take all your money all your freedoms.
Which is why I don't really argue with those people. I'm just like, well, you're a moron. You're proud to be a moron.
You're proud to be a moron.
I don't mind if you're a moron and you want to become more informed.
Right.
Because in a lot of ways, I'm a moron.
Yeah.
But I want to be better.
Right. Right. Exactly.
But if you're a moron and you're proud to be a moron, then why are we talking?
Yeah, it's like, bye.
I don't need to hang out with morons.
Bye, Felicia.
I don't know if she's a moron. She might be. Let's see.
Word has it.
One study found that incompetent students increase their ability to accurately estimate their class rank after being tutored in the skills they lack. With the right education, methods, and willingness to learn, the uninformed on both sides of the political aisle can gain a meta-awareness that can help them perceive themselves more objectively.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Anson's study shows that getting through to these people becomes more and more difficult as the nation becomes more divided. And that's where the tribal thing goes.
Yeah.
No, you're all bad. You're all, you know, the whole libtard or redneck thing, you know, where you just cast down, you're uninformed.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I don't understand, the president talks about the elite and everything, but then when he wants to talk about somebody like DeSantis, who's running for Florida governor,
right. He's
like Harvard and Yale educated. Wait a second. Wait. You can't get more elite than that shit.
I know.
So that whole elite thing, that's what he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. They're manipulating you. Right. That's why if you, whatever party you are, if you're not paying attention, you're ripe for the picking.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You have to pay attention to details.
It's like, on one hand, you're trying to separate out the educated elite, the wealthy elite. Okay, you know what? I know that there are a lot of people who feel, you know, we are a class society. We do have stratas, you know, socioeconomic strata and educational strata. But the thing is that, you know, we do have, you know, a class war going on. But he's using it on both sides. He's trying to make it sound like, I'm one of you people. I'm working for the hardworking guy and whatever. And then he's making his policies benefit the 1%.
Listen, I think this president, he knew exactly what he said when he said he liked the uneducated.
Yep.
He knows that. He knows he's very good at selling. He's a very good salesman. That's really his strength. That's really how he's made his living.
And that irritates me no end, because I find that, you know, we're being sold a you know, the trappings of what's good for society. Yeah, I want to have a great economy, too, but not at the cost of all civility and human decency.
Well, I mean, but, you know, I was having this conversation with my friend the other night. He was like, and I've had this with Joe. He's like, yeah, but consumer confidence is through the roof. I'm like, yes, you're absolutely right.
Yes,
and that's
is.
Because the president is an excellent salesman. Trump could, I mean, Obama could never sell his economy.
Right.
So he never got that aspect of it, which is a lot of ways is a driver of things. You know, you got to give Trump credit for that. He knows
absolutely.
How to sell shit.
Yeah, no, he knows how to do that. But he also knows how to sell some of our lesser aspects. Some of our lesser instincts as humans.
Here's the thing about, I think the president is easily swayed.
Yes. Oh, look, a moth.
No, I think he would be one of these that would fall for, because if you look at the way he falls for all these conspiracy theories,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
or follows the wrong guy. Putin? Rocket Man? You know, his pals? His new pals? It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, but that's a different thing. That's, he likes power. I'm talking about, I'm talking about where he doesn't, well, he said he doesn't really read. I mean, you know, he doesn't. He's one of these guys that doesn't want to educate himself. We've never really had a president like that. You know, they said President Bush was stupid, but he really wasn't stupid.
Sure.
I mean, he was governor of Texas.
Still, you sure?
I don't know. Was he really stupid?
I
think he was. I think he was surrounded by people who were smarter than him.
Oh yes.
I mean, Dick Cheney's a fucking brilliant guy. Evil as fuck.
Oh, yeah. No,
but,
evil
I mean,
genius.
Just because Dick Cheney's an evil genius, does that make W stupid?
Well, I mean, by comparison, yes. But the thing is, I do not think that he was the smartest bulb.
No, I don't think he was the smartest one. Doesn't mean he's stupid, though.
Okay, we're talking about gradations.
All right.
I still don't really think that he was as smart as you would hope the leader of the free world would be.
I have no hope for that anymore.
No, I really don't either.
It is pointless, though, to argue with people that are willing to uneducate themselves on either side.
Yeah, about anything, actually.
It's, yeah.
You're talking to a completely closed mind. You're just expending your energy.
And I don't think the study will change anybody's mind.
No.
Because the people whose mind it should change are so entrenched in how they think. That's the sad thing about this. Like you do these reports and these studies, you're not really changing any minds.
No, because the people that will read them and understand them are already not closed-minded.
And it's like the writing's on the wall. You see it like in the way our kids do in all these against other countries, like where they perform in math and science and everything.
Right.
And we're like 15th and, you know, we're not at the top. Mm-hmm. You see, it's like, you know, at some point, then we go, hey, we got to fucking do better.
I know.
Otherwise, well, they're going to own our shit.
Well, this is the kind of thing where it backfires on you when you try to keep your masses uneducated and then they're not able to do the simple tasks that are required to keep the whole civilization running. You need your serfs to have at least a modicum of education and drive.
There's always enough people. So far, it's enough people.
Yeah, there's just enough.
All right. So that's that. Let's have fun now with Hitler.
Okay.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
All right, let me see if I can find this track to explain what happened going on here.
I think it's pretty simple.
Play this for
him. He lost his damn mind.
Who, the dad?
Yeah.
Well, we'll let him to explain it.
Costumes and masks at last night's Trail of Treats in Owensboro. One costume had some people offended.
It does disturb because we don't need that. It's a lot of people who've been in concentration camps.
Brian Goldbach dressed as a generic Nazi soldier while his son was dressed as Adolf Hitler. Goldbach says he wanted to do it for historical reasons.
We are only in this for living history.
He said he came up with the idea at the last minute, but started regretting his decision once others at Trail of Treats confronted him.
It happened about the time we had the first person approach us. I mean, is that time that clued me in that, okay, maybe we should. Shouldn't have did this.
It just promoted something that was terrible that happened in the past that definitely maybe shouldn't have been brought up.
He could have made his face up. He could have went as I know clowns, a lot of people are afraid of clowns, and he could have been anything.
Not everybody has the devotion to living history that I have. It's, I don't know how else to put it, except for that I'm sorry. I feel like I've hurt a lot of people, and, you know, I'd give anything to make it right.
One downtown business owner tells us they felt dismayed when they saw the photo, adding that they would not have let that person into their business if he was still wearing the costume.
Okay, so what part of living history says dress your kid up like Hitler?
And why were they trick-or-treating at the Jewish deli? Why were they doing that?
Everybody likes pastrami and you're a little trick-or-treat little pumpkin.
What the fuck? I mean, that's what?
This guy seemed genuinely surprised that people would be like upset. A little 5-year-old dressing as Hitler.
People were offended. What?
But I love history. Living history. Yo, your boy's going to die if you don't get him out of that Hitler costume.
You know, I literally thought to myself about this story. You know what? Well, you know, why don't you dress up as something really evil like Satan? I was like, oh, wait, it's Halloween. That wouldn't be out of keeping.
Listen, if you want to dress yourself as Hitler and deal with those repercussions, fine. Have at it. Have at it. People are going to be offended and they're going to let you know. If that's your thing, go for it. Who the fuck dresses their kid
as Hitler?
Who? What are you doing?
Real? And if we're having Living History Day,
but you're not. What are you leading little Jewish kids into an oven? What are we doing?
What kind of play acting is this?
It's not a reenactment like we see with Revolutionary War, Civil War, where some people are the Confederates and some people are the British, you know, good versus bad. We're not enacting anything. It's just him wearing a Hitler costume. And by the way, can you get a Hitler costume at the Baby Gap? I don't even know where you get this shit.
Oh, wait. I'm part of a reenaction group. You know, we do, you know, we go out on a field and we play concentration camp. Sometimes I'm with a brown shirt. Sometimes I'm, you know, one of the Jews led to the ovens. It's all fun and games. It's all historically accurate. What's the problem?
And yet I've never been asked. Never been asked.
I know. Sorry. I'll have you come to our next meeting.
I'll meet you at the train station.
Yeah. The thing is, this is just the most incredibly short-sighted idiot I've... And he has a German last name. What the fuck, dude? Really?
I'm going to assume there's not a mom in this family.
Or she was on a business trip or something and didn't know what was going down.
And, you know, this just seems like the type of parent that would, like, tell his kid to light a firecracker out of his ass. I mean, this does not seem like good parenting.
No. So far from good parenting. Look, even if you thought, oh, it's just historically accurate, if we want to buy that line of bullshit. But still, it's like, look, it's just not enough time.
How do you justify this to your kid when he's older? Yeah, I remember when you were 5 and I dressed you up as Hitler. I mean, you can't list shits on TV.
I know. The kid's going to be on the couch for years like me.
Out the kid's face.
I know. It's like, oh, look at little Adolf. Isn't that cute? Yeah, no. This is not one of the beautiful memories that I want to remember when I go back over my life. The time Daddy dressed me as Hitler for trick-or-treat, I didn't get any candy. You stupid
ass. None of it was kosher. I was pissed.
No, it's horrifically stupid at its best.
Well, we have more stupid.
Oh, God, I can't hardly take any more stupid.
We'll do some School of Fools. We'll do some stupid stuff here.
Ring around the rosy, bucket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame, shame, shame.
School of Fools. All right, things that make you scratch your head. Middleton, Idaho. 14 staff members at an Idaho school district who donned charactered outfits depicting Mexican people and a border wall emblazoned with Make America Great Again have been placed on paid administrative leave. Middleton School District Superintendent Josh Middleton announced the decision Saturday at a special school board meeting. The teachers at Middleton Heights Elementary dressed as The Wall, not the one from Pink Floyd, posed behind large cardboard pieces painted to look like bricks with Make America Great Again spelled out in red, white, and blue letters. I think that's the way the real wall's going to look, too.
Oh, yeah, sure. Neon.
Yeah, nice. Others donned brightly colored ponchos and sombreros or mariachi garb.
Oh, my God.
One woman posing in the picture appears to have written Mexican in capital letters across the brim of her sombrero, because we thought Yugoslavian.
Wait. Let's really bring that point home.
Oh, my God. Middleton apologized Friday. By the way, I like the way the superintendent is named after the town. That's tremendous.
Isn't that interesting? Tremendous. I thought that was a typo at first.
Middleton apologized Friday after taking heat over the photos, which were posted to the Middleton School District's Facebook page.
Oh, my God.
They were later deleted, but screenshots of the costumes began to circulate online, drawing condemnation from people in the district and beyond. The Idaho Education Association took to Facebook to comment on the inappropriate costumes. The events that took place at Heights Elementary School in Middletown on Halloween are disturbing and inappropriate, the statement read. The teachers involved, as well as school administrative personnel and the Middleton School District, showed extremely poor judgment.
You think? Oh, my God.
Dr. Josh Middleton, the district superintendent, said in a video posted to the same Facebook page Friday that he wanted to express my sincerest and deepest apologies. I was shown those photos and was deeply troubled by the decision by our staff members to wear those costumes that are clearly insensitive and inappropriate. The superintendent said he learned about the photos after an upset parent reached out to him Thursday night. The district immediately launched an investigation into this. Doesn't sound like you need much of an investigation. Oh, there they are.
It's like, oh my God, those pictures, oh my God. They're on our website? Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah. Wait until we get to the page with the pictures of them all wearing hoods.
Middleton continued, we are better than this. We embrace all students. We have a responsibility to teach and reach all students, period. Middleton police said Friday that they were aware of the costume controversy and have increased patrols around the school to ensure safety, security, and hope for a peaceful resolution. The caravan's not coming to the school. Fucking settle down. I don't know if this needs police.
Yeah, police patrols? What did they think was
going
to happen?
Are they going to throw burritos at the teachers? What's going on?
Do they think the ACLU is going to come in there and shovel like manure on the school? What do they think is going to happen?
The teachers who wore the costumes have not been publicly identified, and it's unclear whether they will face termination or any other discipline. Milton said he did not believe the teachers intend to hurt students' feelings with their costume choices. About 9.5% of Milton's population of roughly 7,400 people are Hispanic or Latino, according to the 2017 census data. The costumes were made during a team-building activity for the teachers and staff. Sure it wasn't a wall-building?
Yes.
There was a malicious intent in this poor decision? No, I don't, he said. Was there a poor judgment involved? Absolutely. The uproar comes at a critical point for the district, which is asking voters to approve three bonds totaling $28.8 million to finance upgrades at a new elementary school on Election Day Tuesday. Milton vowed the district would learn from the costume scandal and work to improve. Now our work begins in looking into this matter and learning from this and changing. And again, being the school we can be, the school district we know we can be, rather than what was displayed on Thursday, said. All right, so was there anything wrong with what they did?
You're really asking me?
Yeah, I mean...
That's just... So, well, let me just talk about one other point of it, though, because I think that their error is obvious. But I think that there's a mistake, and it's kind of unfortunate that the bonding for the school would be taken as mixed in with this. It should be a completely separate issue. A bond issue, get it? Ha-ha.
Yeah, but they posted on the school page.
No, I know that they did. I know that they did. But them looking for funding for something for the school, that should be, whether they vote for it or against taken on its own merits.
Well, you know what, though? I could say, you know what, you're going to raise my taxes for these assholes? Fuck that. I want to give these teachers a raise?
I know, and that's the unfortunate part, because they do have this bunch of assholes that have to be, I'm not going to say how I think they need to be disciplined. They're already on leave with pay.
I think it should be unpaid leave.
I
think they should lose their job? I think you go in on individual what their record is. Like, if they're known for to be outstanding teachers that, you know, have never had issues, I'll give you a second chance.
And retraining.
What are you going to retrain? Don't post it on Facebook?
No, they're going to have sensitivity seminars and stuff. Because
This was just being an asshole. It's not about sensitivity. They knew they were being assholes.
You think? And then they posted it on the website?
Yes, because they...
They didn't know they were...
How do you not know you're being an asshole? You're an adult. You're an adult. How do you not know this is going to cause a... And you know what? If you don't know, then no, you shouldn't teach. Well, if you are really this
that's
dumb...
That's stupid.
Yeah, if you're this fucking stupid, unless it's finger painting, I don't want you teaching. Unless we're teaching arts and craft and costume design, mm-hmm. I don't think you should be teaching anybody.
I think that there is the ability... It wasn't like they were going out and they were like... You know, slapping and beating Hispanic children. They dressed up as the wall and Mexicans. Terrible. Terrible. Short-sighted. Stupid.
Just because
insensitive.
Just because you know it's so controversial.
That's
why.
It's like, you know not
but,
to...
Oh, by the way, on Halloween, I did see, like, people walking around like the old, the Japanese costumes, you know, where, like,
oh,
that,
no.
Like, with the hat, like, that looks like an
upside-down
yeah, walk.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's a name for that.
I'm sure it's not called upside down walk.
But I know what you mean.
I just don't know. See, I'm smart enough to know. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I'm like thinking, I wonder if everybody's going to give that person shit. Isn't that cultural appropriation? Unless we could just do this with Asians. I don't know.
No,
but
no.
But it did cross my mind. And I didn't say anything because I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
but,
you're still not allowed to do that.
You used to be allowed to do it.
I know. You used to do that because we didn't think about that. Oh, I'm dressing like a person and making a mockery of them or stereotype of
them.
Listen,
I think I would fire some if they already were on like shaky ground. This is my excuse.
Or if this has happened before. You know, if there have been other instances of this person being racist and completely inappropriate in this way.
I will tell you this. Name them. Own your shit.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact they're not. No, no. These aren't kids we're talking about.
No.
No. Name them. You did it. You were proud about it. You posed like you did not throw. Own your shit.
Yeah.
Own your shit.
Yeah. And if you're doing this because you didn't think, oh, you, what do you mean you're taking pictures and putting on social media? You shouldn't be doing that in private either. Asshole. I mean, the thing, especially teachers. Oh, my God. They're.
And then again, forget about the stupidity of acting and doing it. To then post it on Facebook. Again, you know what? Maybe they should be fired just because they're fucking stupid.
I would like to think that they're redeemable. I would like to think that if you educated them further and just showed
them. What are you going to do? Have a liberal come in and cuddle them? They're fucking dumb as shit. They can work at Walmart. You know, you could be a cashier. You could be a waitress or something. You just should not. You should not be. Your task should not be to pass on knowledge and make good decisions. You have shown that you are incapable of that task.
Well, you know what? They seem to all be very white, middle class people. I'm making broad assumptions.
The devil.
But no. But you know what? There is the ability to say to people, "Hey, would you wear white hoods to work? No, of course not. Why? Because that's bad and that's racist. Would you wear blackface to work? No, of course we wouldn't. We don't want to upset the children and that would be bad. Then why the fuck did you do this? Oh,
no.
Right.
I will say this.
Maybe these people are capable of getting it.
I will say this. It does seem like, once again, we're holding teachers to a higher standard than politicians, which
yeah.
which I do have a problem with.
Well, the politicians should be better than
they are. The politicians should be hired to the held to the highest standard. What was what did Dave say when he was talking about like how he looked at his job as a policeman? Oh, beyond reproach.
Oh, beyond reproach.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, again, these teachers are dumb as fuck.
Oh, my God.
But again, I see what our politicians say and do, and not just the president.
Right.
I just see they all say stupid shit.
Oh, my God. Like, so much stupid
and
shit.
You just go, why am I paying for you to have a job?
Yeah.
And we just let it keep on going. So there is that aspect. And then there's this. A teacher and a student have a throwdown. This shit was vicious.
Oh, my God, yeah.
This is way better than anything UFC's given you.
A teacher decks a student, and the two go at each other in a horribly disturbing fistfight. All of this unfolding in band class in front of a room full of mortified students, some of them recording this stunning scene with their phones. The beating is nonstop, with the teacher wailing on the student, even using an object, maybe his phone, to pummel the kid to the ground. Students and an adult try to pull the student away, but the teacher is relentless. The student cannot escape.
Like, I was just scared for the kid and part for the teacher, too.
These two students were in the room when all of this went down. They spoke to us with their parents' permission. They, along with other students, say the fight began with the teacher telling the student he was not wearing the proper school uniform. The student responded with a tirade of racist profanity. Those words can be heard here on the video before the fight, but they're so offensive, we are not airing it.
It was just like back and forth, and then that's when the teacher just decides to throw a punch, and then that's when everything happened.
Students identify the teacher as Marston Riley. At his Orange County home tonight, his wife told our Stacy Butler she had not spoken with her husband.
I don't know anything. I don't even know what happened.
The fallout from the video is just beginning. Parents are furious.
I'm shocked. But why did it have to escalate to this point, though?
I think something needs to be done. That's way out of hand.
By the way, I don't believe the wife. Oh, I had no idea. Really?
What?
Really?
Something happened at school today?
Your husband just played Mike Tyson's knockout with a fucking student? You have an idea.
Yeah, you didn't get a phone call? Doesn't he get a phone call?
But the interesting thing is, the parents are divided. One mother said the teacher was just defending himself and was completely in the right. Another one says this teacher is known for being aggressive. I think something needs to be done, Miriam Guzier said. That's way out of hand. I don't know what is the teacher's problem. I know kids say stuff that they shouldn't, but he should be accountable. The principal of the school reached out to parents and students saying there will be crisis counselors available at the school on Monday. Listen, kids are assholes.
Oh, man.
I get it. You can't hit the children.
Right.
to harken back to an old Joe Curry thing, you can't screw the children.
Right.
You can't hit the children. I mean, I know, like, nuns used to, like, smack you with a ruler or smack you. This guy went full round. He had a foreign object in his hand, and he is swinging and hitting this kid in the head.
Why don't you just bring your brass knuckles to school?
This is why you can't arm the teachers.
I know, because look, they'll do it.
But seriously, they could fucking snap and do that.
Yeah,
shit.
It's like, no, you know what? I was a substitute teacher in high school. Those kids are fucking vicious. They can be animals. They can be really trying. I remember,
yeah, especially like if they're like using racial slurs.
Oh, well, I had that.
Against you?
No,
what,
but
they call
against
you Casper?
Yes, Greg a bitch. No, no, against each other. But
no, but
like,
he was being no. The student was calling.
I know, but it really completely tries your patience. And I remember going home hoarse one day because I was screaming at them full bore. It was what a day that was. But the thing is that you cannot strike the kids unless you actually are defending yourself, and I would say that he was not. Use your big boy words. What the fuck? You can't hit the kid. That was crazy. You're not allowed to do that. I mean, the nuns with the corporal punishment, that's some old timey bullshit. We don't do that anymore. If the kid was starting to attack him,
immigrant families from the regular Canadian families, you know, doesn't matter where your parents are from.
Some wisdom.
If they weren't born in this country, they will whoop your ass when you're growing up, won't they? It doesn't matter where your parents are from. Ukraine, you know what I'm saying? They'll beat you with a cabbage roll. You know what I'm saying? They'll smack a pierogi upside your head if they have to. They'll beat you, right? Immigrant parents will beat their kids. Canadian parents, they're a little too soft on their kids. And that's fine, you know, whatever makes you happy. But you need to start beating your kids.
Anybody having their children, beat your children. Go home, wake them up, beat them. They have done something you don't know about.
I do know this, I'm going to beat my children. I know that.
There you go, little words of wisdom.
You gotta beat your kids.
Beat your kids. Apparently the teacher was listening. Listen, I don't think this teacher can ever teach again.
Oh, no.
I think this is worse than a team-building exercise and dressing as a mariachi band and a wall.
Unbelievable.
That was vicious.
Yeah, that was beyond the pale. No, that guy's got to go to jail.
Yeah,
that
was
assault.
Listen, man, the kid, if the kid is like being and say, you know what, all right, stay right here, you call the fucking police.
Yep.
You know, you call the you tell the principal, listen, he's calling me this, that, this. Now, apparently this guy had been this teacher had been assaulted before by other students.
Okay.
But, again, you're in a position of,
unless, I mean, then you call the office, you call security, whatever you
got
to do.
Together.
But you cannot be.
That's why you get
them.
A little stress ball. You keep that in your pocket, start squeezing the stress ball.
Yeah, they'll be telling you, hey, look at him play pocket pool.
You know what? Better than this.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Fucking swinging wildly.
Oh, my God.
All right. And one last story with School of Fools, and we'll take a break, and we'll do Comics of the News when we come back. A high school in Matthews, North Carolina, hey, I used to play there, resumed classes on Monday after one student fatally shot another because officials said they thought it was the safest course for the kids. Butler High School's announcement that classes would proceed just hours after the deadly shooting on campus drew backlash, however, from students, parents, and activists. Clayton Wilcox, superintendent of Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools, defended the decision at a press conference Monday afternoon. I want to clarify that our decision to keep students on campus and in class was motivated by one goal, and that's to keep our students safe until transportation could be arranged with their families. He continued, I want to ask each of you who are here to consider for just one moment what would have happened had we just let the kids run off into the neighborhood. For parents who are worried about their children, what would they have said to us if they would have come to the school and we couldn't locate their children? I think their fear would have been magnified. The plan that we had in place when an active shooter was on campus was effectuated and it was effective. Butler High, which is located nearly roughly 12 miles southeast of Charlotte, went into lockdown around 7 a.m. Monday after a male student fired a gun at another male student during a disagreement in a crowded hallway. The victim, identified as 16-year-old sophomore Bobby McKeithen, was transported to a hospital where he later died of his injuries. The suspected 16-year-old shooter, freshman Jatwan Cuffey, was taken into custody and questioned by police. He has been charged with first-degree murder. Wilcox described the confrontation between the two students as a bullying incident going out of control. You fucking think? By 9:30 a.m., Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools announced that the lockdown was lifted. Parents were allowed to pick up their children. but for the remaining students, classes remained in session, the school district tweeted. Although only a small number of students remained on campus by 1 p.m., teachers were instructed to finish out the day. Tracy Rush, chief communications officer for Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools, told the Huffington Post. Classes remained in session so that we could keep students on campus while transportation arrangements were being made. I think they acted appropriately.
I do. I mean, you know, at first knee jerk is like, what? I mean, that wasn't a bullying incident. That was a bulleting incident.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, thank you. You know, but the thing is, I do think that it was appropriate to keep them there until they could be safely brought to wherever they're going to go.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I just like, so, but I don't like the fact that, you know, basically school shootings are now like fucking walk it off.
Oh, my God. Yeah, really?
I mean, that's where we've gotten to. It's like, oh, okay. We have a plan in case one of our students gets murdered in the hallways.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's what that sounded like.
It really did, didn't it?
Yeah. But, I mean, this is the world we live in, unfortunately. At least they do have a plan. It's not just like, run. What are you doing? Well, you know, because you can't have chaos. So now we actually, I mean, as ridiculous as they were, is like during the years that, you know, the Cold War, that they had people ducking and covering under their desks in case a bomb dropped. It's like now we have active shooter drills. I mean,
I guess I got the sweet spot where I didn't have to worry about any of that shit.
Although
we did have bomb scares. I remember we got filed out for bomb scares.
Yeah. No, you know what? I think that I was in that zone where we didn't have any of that. I didn't have bomb scares until I got to college.
Yeah, I got it. I know I had it in middle school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scare the kids. That's what don't beat them. Scare them.
Scare them, yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We'll do some comics in the news. Hasan Minhaj and Pete Davidson have made some news.
Yes.
So we'll discuss that on the break. Where am I? On the break. Where the fuck, motherfucker?
You're in Davin's den.
There I am. On the break, new music from Exide Project featuring Natalia with Coming Around, and you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. This is a short break, so don't wander too far.